The cure at Lexington is not designed to keep the addicts comfortable. It starts at 1/4 of a grain of morphine 3 times a day and lasts 8 days. The preparation now used is a synthetic morphine called dolaphine. After 8 days, you get a send-off shot and go over in population. There you receive barbiturates for 3 nights, and this is the end of medication. For a man with a heavy habit, this is a very rough schedule. I was lucky in that I came in sick, so the amount given in the cure was sufficient to fix me. The sicker you are, and the longer you have been without junk, the smaller the amount necessary to fix you. When the time came for my send-off shot, I was assigned to Ward B, Skid Row, it was called. There was nothing wrong with the accommodations, but the inmates were a sorry-looking lot. In my section, there were a bunch of old bums with a spit running out of their mouths. You're allowed 7 days to rest in population after medication stops. You don't kick your habit in the shooting gallery, an inmate told me. You kick it over here in population. The night medication stopped, I checked out still sick. On a cold, windy afternoon, 5 of us took a cab into Lexington. Eventually, I got to Texas and stayed off junk for about 4 months. Then I went to New Orleans. New Orleans presents a stratified series of ruins. Along Bourbon Street are ruins of the 1920s. Down where the French Quarter blends into Skid Row are ruins of an earlier stratum. Chili joints, decaying hotels, old-time saloons with mahogany bars, spittoons and crystal chandeliers, the ruins of 1900. There are people in New Orleans who have never been outside the city limits. The New Orleans accent is exactly similar to the accent of Brooklyn. The French Quarter is always crowded. Tourists, servicemen, merchant seamen, gamblers, perverts, drifters, and lampsters from every state in the Union. People wander around, unrelated, purposeless, most of them looking vaguely sullen and hostile. This is a place where you enjoy yourself. Even the criminals have come here to cool off and relax. But a complex pattern of tensions, like the electrical mazes devised by psychologists to unhinge the nervous systems of white rats and guinea pigs, keeps the unhappy pleasure-seekers in a condition of unconsummated alertness. For one thing, New Orleans is inordinately noisy. The drivers orient themselves largely by the use of their horns, like bats. The residents are surly. The transient population is completely miscellaneous and unrelated, so that you never know what sort of behavior to expect from anybody. New Orleans was a strange town to me, and I had no way of making a junk connection. Walking around the city, I spotted several junk neighborhoods, St. Charles and Poydras, the area around and above Lee Circle, Canal and Exchange Place. I don't spot junk neighborhoods by the way they look, but by the feel, somewhat the same process by which a dowser locates hidden water. I'm walking along, and suddenly the junk in my cells moves and twitches like the dowser's wand. Junk here. I didn't see anybody around, and besides, I wanted to stay off. Or at least I thought I wanted to stay off.